Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover Jesus' power to conquer enemies, the rejoicing of having names in heaven, and his claim of witnessing Satan's fall from the sky. Today's Bible passage is from Luke chapter 10, verses 18 to 20. Jesus said, "I have observed Satan fall like lightning from the sky. Behold, I have given you the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and upon the full force of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice because the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven."
So, Jesus has some pretty powerful words. He starts off by saying that he's seen Satan fall like lightning from the sky. That's a pretty intense image, right? It's like Satan's grip on authority and power has been completely shattered. And then Jesus tells his disciples that he's given them the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and basically overcome the enemy without being harmed. That's a big deal. But here's the thing. Jesus doesn't want them to get all hung up on their ability to conquer these demonic spirits. He wants them to focus on something much more important. He wants them to rejoice because their names are written in heaven. How amazing is that? It's like Jesus is saying, hey, it's not about your victories over these spirits. It's about the fact that you are known and loved by God. Now you might be thinking, well, that's all well and good for the disciples back then, but what about us? How does this apply to us? Well, my friend, it's still very relevant today. We may not be dealing with actual serpents and scorpions, thank goodness, but we all have our battles. We face struggles, inner demons, if you will. And Jesus' words hold true for us too. He's telling us that we have the power to conquer those enemies that come our way. We have the ability to overcome whatever challenges life throws at us. Isn't that encouraging? It's like Jesus is saying, you've got what it takes to rise above these difficulties. But here's the real icing on the cake. Our names are written in heaven. Let that sink in for a moment. We are known and loved by the one who created everything. Our worth and identity are not based on our accomplishments or abilities, but on the fact that we belong to God, the one who holds all power and authority. That's pretty mind-blowing when you think about it. So, you see, the true cause for celebration is not in our power over these spirits or the battles we face, but in the fact that we are intimately known and loved by God himself. That's something worth rejoicing over. And it's not just for the disciples back then, it's for us too. So the next time you're feeling overwhelmed by your struggles, remember Jesus' words. You have the power to conquer. You have the ability to overcome. And above all, you are known and loved by the creator of the universe. That's a reason to celebrate.
Let's close with a prayer. Dear Jesus, in moments of joy and in times of trial, we turn our hearts to you, our Savior. You who have seen Satan fall like lightning, grant us the strength to overcome our battles. May your words of reassurance echo in our souls, reminding us of our place in your heavenly kingdom. As we face life's challenges, we seek your guidance, knowing that you are with us, now and always. Fill us with your love and grace, that we may walk in your light and truth. Guide our steps, O Lord, and lead us closer to you with each passing moment. In your name we pray, amen. Goodbye. As we part ways for now, I extend our heartfelt thanks for our time together. May blessings of peace, joy, and prosperity accompany you on your journey. Until we meet again, take care, and may God's grace be with you always.